You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flueckiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to this episode of LA Talk Radio, to Your Ultimate Life. Brand new year. Hey, today is January what? 6th, 7th, huh? I'm excited. 2025. And you know what? I don't know about you, but everything feels different to me. Now, I'm in Canada. And, you know, we got a bunch of political, I know in the U.S., guys, about a bunch of political stuff going on. You got one new president elected and the other one, I don't know, looks like from across the board, trying to make, across the border, trying to make things as difficult as possible, leaving, but whatever. Here in Canada, we got our president, prime minister just, you know, resigned. And so we're headed into that turmoil too. But for lots of reasons, there's a lot of excitement. First thing I want to do is give a shout out to everybody that is being affected by that terrible wildfire. Sam was just telling me the Pacific Palisades fire is just raging like crazy. So my heart goes out to people that are suffering in that. It's really sad. I guess that kind of thing's on my mind a lot because in our house, we have, we have a Ukrainian refugee mother and daughter that have been with us 2.5 years since June of 2022, after that war started. And so we get regular updates and things of that. And, you know, their country is being torn apart by, you know, a war, a terrible, terrible war, and so many people displaced and dying. Nevertheless, all those things are happening and it's sad. And there is lots of opportunities, an opportunity for you and for me to create out of our lives what we want to. Now, most of us are not suffering in the middle of an existential threat. There's some wars, there's some wildfires, and there's some things, and those people that are in the middle of that are suffering an existential threat, and that changes the game. It reminds you of what's really important in your life. It reminds you of what things matter the most. And, you know, we just finished up the holiday season, and the holiday season, it didn't matter what holiday you celebrate, it gives us a chance to reflect on family and on loved ones and what is truly important. And for me, you know, my God is the most important person, period. And my precious angel wife that I get a chance to just enjoy my life with, I just love, love being married to her and being in partnership with her, not only in life, but also in business. How much fun is that? We run a really fun coaching business, which includes, you know, being on shows like this. It includes my own podcast. If you haven't listened to the podcast, I invite you to go there. It's called YourUltimateLifePodcast.com. It's also available on all the regular podcast places, Apple and Amazon and iTunes and Spotify and all the rest. And it's also called Your Ultimate Life. I have one message. And the one message is you. And I'm pointing the finger at me too, you. Both of us, we get to create our lives. We do. And mostly we give up that right to create it. We let externalities create our lives. Now, when there's urgent things going on, like fires and wars, those externalities press urgently. But most of us, most of the time, do not have that, yet we still give up control. And we let our mood, our hope, our desires all be set by what's going on around us. It's a good day or a bad day because of the weather or because of other things or the promotion I did or didn't get or the contract I did or didn't close or the sale I did or didn't make or the promotion I did or didn't get or, you know, what someone else is or isn't doing. We let that control our lives, and that's so sad. And the reason it's sad is because then we have the kind of life that other people and other things dictate instead of taking control. So today, new year, I've got a new way of framing the goal that I have. Now, I've mentioned this goal before, and I was earlier today, I was on a podcast of someone else's, and I do a lot of that, those appearances too. I've been on 600 or 700 podcasts in the last 3 years, probably 200 a year at least, and that not counting my own 950 episodes. And in those episodes, and the reason I do is to spread one message. Okay. And the message is this: you can have that ultimate life. You can have a life of purpose, a life of prosperity, and a life of joy if you want it. Now, it doesn't come in a box from Amazon. What did come in a box from Amazon is I got a new Fitbit. So here's the new Fitbit. And I wasn't going to buy one, but my other one broke. The clasp, the actual, you know, fastener that hooks right to the watch broke, and it might have been glueable or whatever, but I've had that one for, I don't know, 5 or 6 or 7 years. And so I just bought the new one, and I'm going to send that one to Goodwill in case somebody wants to figure out how to glue it or do whatever. But anyway, your life purpose doesn't come in an Amazon box. Your life purpose is a choice that you make about what you stand for and what you are in the world. And it's one of the topics I talked about in this podcast I was on today. And the audience of that podcast is entrepreneurs and business owners, and they all are looking for, you know, encouragement, growth hacks, things to make their life better. And it's so easy to talk about some social media hack or some sales tip, or something that you think will help somebody make more sales or make more money. That's the easy thing. The more difficult thing is to take that responsibility on me about how I feel all the time. How do I approach things? And here's the secret. I had another coaching call today that wasn't the podcast, and it was a couple of guys that are in a new partnership, a new you know, relationship in a business, working together to let this business grow. And one of them's been a client for a while, and so I know him, and they're doing some work together now in a really close way to develop this business faster and more fully. And here's the interesting thing. We talked about all different kinds of things, about the contract that might be between them, and, you know, the relationship and things that they were worried about each other and all of that stuff, right? And you know what it comes down to, and both of them realize this, and we're really in agreement. No matter what skills you or I have, what matters more than the skill is who I am or the energy I'm carrying while I exercise the skill. Now, here's a really interesting example. I play the piano and I sing. If I go up to do a performance on the piano or singing or both, and I am distracted, I'm angry or frustrated, I'm not going to do anywhere near as well as I am if I'm fully focused and I'm there to serve the audience. Same thing with the show. If, like, I'm worried about something going on or just went on or uptight, I'm not going to be able to talk to you very well. I'm going to be confused and distracted. And so that applies to every single thing all the time. And that right there is the key to understanding how it is we create our lives. It's how the energy we choose to bring to every situation. Even difficult situations, even things we didn't want to happen. And life's full of those. My life, your life, all kinds of stuff that isn't what I want on my wish list, right? I've learned and chosen to just say, hey, what's the gift here? I'm going to make something cool out of this mess. All right. So here's the new thing I'm starting this year. It's called Adventure of 100 Days. Now, the reason I picked this is, you know, there's a thing about the new president, at least in the U.S. I don't know that they do that here in Canada. I guess I'll find out. I don't remember when we elect another prime minister. But Adventure of 100 Days, because they measure presidential effectiveness, one arbitrary as hell hallmark is the first 100 days. So I decided to create an Adventure of 100 Days. And here is my goal. Here are my campaign promises. Here are the things that's going to be promises. What is this phrase? Promises made, kept, and promises kept. So here's my promise. My goal this year, now my year started October 14th. So we're nearly at the end of the first quarter next week. In fact, it will be the first quarter next week when we're on here, the 14th. Here's my goal by October 15th of this year. And that is to reach 300 million people. With what? Well, I'm not going to reach them with a package. I'm not going to reach them with, you know, some physical way. I'm going to reach 300 million people with three things. The first is a message. And the message is, you're not helpless. Learned helplessness is a disease you can get rid of. You are not hopeless. You can create your life, or you can give it away. You own. You are the sovereign creator of your life experience. Purpose, prosperity, which includes how much cash you got, and joy, how much fun you have. So that's the first thing. Can you imagine for just a second if 300 million people understood that and believed and leaned into that and went about creating their life with everything they got? Wow, what a difference. What a completely different world we'd live in. The second part of that is a method, because the message is one thing for me to just sit here and say you can create your life. Then there's the method. How do you do that? What are the steps? What are the processes? What are the actions, the frameworks, the tools, screwdrivers and hammers and nails? How do I build that life? And that's part two, the method. And part three is the mastery. Mastery of self, mastery of those processes, mastery of the creative act of building your life. Now, if you're a painter, you master your craft, right? I've got a client who's a painter, a world-class painter, and he works and has spent thousands, tens of thousands of hours mastering his craft. And he has become, through that, a master. I have spent thousands, tens of thousands of hours speaking. I have spent tens of thousands of hours in music, on the piano and in the studio and stuff like that. And in that way, I've been able to master the craft. So there's a message, method, and mastery. That's the thing I'm reaching people with. And those who want to hear a message of empowerment, sovereign control, and I can build my own life, want to then do it, I will help you. So that's what I'm doing. So this 100 days is a marker. Now, this 100 days expires February, March, April, toward the end of April. And it is I'm going to have three chapters. So this is chapter one, Adventure of 100 Days. And this is measuring my progress toward the 300 million. So I'll be reporting often on how we're doing, how many shows we're on, how many people we've reached, what is the audience, and more importantly, what is the impact? What difference is it making? So in 2 weeks, I'm going to Las Vegas to speak to some folks and work with a business. 2 weeks after that, I'm going to Florida to speak at another event, and there's all kinds of virtual things in between. So I'll talk a little bit about it, not because you care where I travel, but because I want to give you a report. I want to encourage you with your mission. Like, I don't know what your mission is. Maybe your mission is just to get by day to day. I have lived like that, and that isn't a very exciting or motivating mission. Sometimes it's necessary, and so you just get by. But your soul and your heart longs for meaning and purpose. You know it, and I know it. We long to matter. And at the same time, we are deeply afraid of judgment and rejection. So if we yearn to matter and we're afraid of judgment and rejection, what can we do? Well, I'll tell you the first thing I've learned to do is ignore everything that is judgment. Judgment of myself, judgment of others, others' judgment of me. Because at the end of the day, guess what? Secret, it doesn't matter. It's just somebody's opinion. That's okay. If somebody hates what I do, this episode or anything else I do, hates one of my books, it's okay. They're allowed. And I don't need to let it mean anything to me. It doesn't need to deter me. If someone has criticism about something, I can listen to it and say, there's some good ideas. I love doing that, by the way. And I look for that kind of coaching. Because if someone has a beef with something I've said or done, then I like to ask, is there some way I can do this better? More effectively. And again, effect means, did I get closer to reaching someone's heart? Did I get to move someone's spirit or soul? Or did you? Now, here's an invitation for you. Number one, if this idea resonates with you, of building your life like you want it, purpose, prosperity, and joy, and you feel like you don't know how, I invite you to reach out to me. I invite you to reach out on this URL, KellenFlukigerMedia.com. KellenFlukigerMedia.com is a contact form. Reach out and let's talk about it. Because understanding how, to create the life you want is within your grasp, but you do have to learn and you do have to do it. It's like learning to play chess or the piano or something. There's a process. All right. So why 100 days? Well, I said that a little bit. It's an arbitrary marker, but it's a fun goal. 100 days. It's short enough to really feel like I can keep track of 100 days. I know what's going on in 100 days. The end is not that far away. And so 100 days is pretty exciting to me. And besides, the new president thing in the U.S. is going on. And so it's kind of an adventure. I feel like it is an adventure to see what I can do toward my 300 million person goal in 100 days. So I invite you along. And I invite you along in two ways. What are you creating? What are you creating by the end of your 100 days? Now, I don't have right in front of me the end of the 100 days, but I'll tell you when it is in just a second because I marked it on my calendar. The end of the first 100 days is April 16th. So between now and the day after tax day in the U.S., what are you going to create? What is your adventure of 100 days? What are you going to have different in your life? Now, I'm running a group, a little group program with about 15, 13, 14 people in it. And I ask that very same question. What are you going to have different in your life? I started a little bit ago, so it's like April 2nd. By April 2nd, what are you going to create? Now, here's one disease that we all have, and that is this. We expect everything to sort of be easy. You know, you see on TV that easy button, wham, and stuff happens. Well, there is no easy button. If you want that life where you love every day, I call it the ultimate life. Not just a good life, not even a great life, but that ultimate life. If you want that, you got to do the work. And you could say, ah, it's not worth it. Okay, you get to choose that. I'm not with you on that. I want the ultimate life. I want the purpose, life purpose, and the prosperity and the joy. And I have achieved that. I live that way every day. And now, because I've gotten to taste that sweetness, my mission now is to give it to as many people as I can. You, Y-O-U, you, right here, right now. So if you think you don't know how to create that life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, reach out. Now, remember, I said the three parts to it, and this is what's key. The message is just the information that you right here, each one of you right now can have anything you want. You can create what you want. You don't get it by snapping your fingers. You don't order it on Amazon. You can build it with your creative power. The method, which is part two, is how do I do that? What are the tools that I need to build that beautiful experience? And mastery is, what do I need to do to master this process so it becomes who I am instead of something I have to fight to do? You know how that is. You're starting a new thing. Let's say you decide New Year's resolution. Maybe you're going to go to the gym. Man, you know how first couple of days might be easy, and then it gets hard, and then it gets in the way, and that gets in the way. And pretty soon, there's a lot of guilt and shame, and then you quit. That's not mastery. That's mediocrity. So you don't want that. I don't want that, right? You want to live a life that you love. Well, let's get that together. So that's the thing we're reaching people with. Now, here is the first part about the message. The message is, you're a divine being. What does that mean? It means you were created by God. That's not just an interesting data point. That means you got the genes, not blue jeans, but the G-E-N-E-S, the genes of divinity in you. Whoa, if you have the genes of divinity in you, that means you're a creator, just like the creator of this universe. So we're not a master at that yet, because I can't create a universe. I don't know. I don't think you can, but we can create. If you want to create some money, you can think of a way to do that. You can go get a job. You can create a business. You can mow somebody's lawn. You can paint somebody's house. So you have the ability to create. If you decide you want to paint, you can get some canvas and paint. Or you can take some YouTube lessons and paint a little better. If you want to learn to master your emotions so that you don't get angry when you don't mean to, and you don't, you know, say or do things that you know, you have consequences for. You can do that. You can learn to master your emotions. And the more we master our skills, our gifts, our talents, we're using our divine DNA to create. I use the phrase, add good to the world. We're making a choice to add good to the world instead of garbage or instead of neutrality or nothing. Come on, let's take the challenge. Let's add good to the world. How can you add some good to the world just today? What would that look like? Really, adding some good to the world. So let me give you an example. Today, I just had this coaching call. I told you about it. Two guys. One of them's been a client for a couple of years. And the other one is a person that's coming to work with them in a really, really significant role in their business. Business has had a little bit of upheaval. And so they're doing some realignment. And he brought in someone to work with him. And it happens to be someone he's known for a decade or so. And unbidden, I was talking to them about the showing up, how you show up for each other and the way you choose to be. And the new guy said, you know, I've noticed so much change in the other partner over the last year and a half. I've just noticed how he is showing up differently. How interesting is that? And the person that was being acknowledged, you know, nodded and smiled and so forth. Nice to be acknowledged, but it was the work. It was that mastery. Mastery of emotion, mastery of not letting other people bother you, mastery of making magic out of mud holes, a mastery of learning to create the life you want. In this case, it's building a successful business despite some big setbacks. Okay, so that's mastery. Now let's talk a little bit about method. Method. The first principle of any of this stuff, it's going to sound completely counterintuitive. You might think this is going to be some sales hack where you go out and make a bunch of money real quick. Let me disabuse you of a notion right now. Money doesn't solve anything. Money magnifies the problems that you have. Money may let you buy up more of your favorite misery. And money may facilitate your flow through life until it becomes a problem. But money won't buy happiness today, tomorrow, or any day ever. I'm a living testament of that. There was a period of several years where I had more money than I needed, far more, and more money than I knew what to do with, and it just turned into a disaster. And I know so many people that are like that. You see it all the time when people win lottery tickets and stuff. Money's gone in a year or two or three because it doesn't mean anything. So money isn't the answer to anything. Now, we need some, and so prosperity is real. Purpose, prosperity, and joy means you can create the money you want. So let's talk about the method. So one of the things that I think, know, is the most important thing for you to learn first is to love yourself. You may think that's whack. When was the last time you looked right in the mirror in the morning and spent one entire minute, set your Fitbit or your clock or your phone or something, and looked right in your own eyes and said, I love you, and said it over and over again. Every person without exception, well, been one or two exceptions, but every person with one or two exceptions reacts horribly to that suggestion. That's crazy, or I could never do that, or I had one client, funny deal, said he did it for a week between sessions and came back and said, man, I'd rather put my hand in a meat grinder. It was so uncomfortable. And the reason is because it wasn't true. He loathed himself. I used to do that. And maybe you tolerate yourself. Maybe you barely get by with yourself. Maybe you camouflage your self-loathing with all the stuff you're doing. Or maybe you camouflage it with numbing activities, alcohol, drugs, shopping, porn, whatever it is. Maybe you do that. How about substituting self-love, like real, deep, honest self-love? So you say, I can't, what is there to love about me? I suck. Now, I'm not saying you think that, but there are lots of people that do. Or I can tolerate myself, but that's as good as it gets. That's just not so. You're a divine being. You're a creator. You have the opportunity to create what you want. Now, if you've spent a period of time, a week, a month, a decade, doing things that are less than powerful, less than good, maybe some of them you don't like and don't want people to know, then it's easy to look in your own eyes and say, I hope, instead of saying I love you, you're like, I hope nobody finds out who I really am. I hope nobody knows what the real me is like. Well, I know what that was like. I remember feeling over and over again, like, I hope nobody knew or nobody saw this or that about many aspects of my life. Today, I have none of that. There isn't one single thing that I have in my life that is not transparent. And you know what? And that doesn't mean I tell everybody everything I'm doing, but there's nothing that I'm ashamed of or feel bad about or worry about that someone would see or someone would know. And let me tell you what that does. I didn't used to know this. It gives me complete freedom all the time. My mind is free, and it allows that love that I'm just talking about to spring out unbidden. See, we're built to love and serve. If you just look at little kids playing, you see that. It's natural to share. It's natural to love. It's natural to be kind until we beat it out of us, until we compete it out of us. And so first, that self-love is so critical. And if you learn to love yourself, that unlocks so much. It gets rid of guilt. It gets rid of shame. You can eliminate judgment. Now, that doesn't mean you don't do things that are mistakes, or you don't do things that do something you didn't want, have unintended consequences, immediately after which you go, oh, poof, I shouldn't have done that. Okay. And the next step is, what do I need to do to fix it? And I forgive completely myself for making that mistake. I refuse to carry a bunch of baggage. And the reason isn't to pretend away mistakes, fix them. The reason is because if you're carrying guilt and shame, the only thing it's doing is dimming your light. It's like carrying 100 pounds of rocks in your backpack. Got 100 pounds of rocks in that backpack, and you're trying to go around and live your life. That sucks. You know it because you've done it. Empty your backpack. Learn to love yourself truly and fiercely and freely. And if you make mistakes, fix them and then forgive. If other people make mistakes, protect yourself as you need to, especially if they're doing something, you know, on purpose, and then forgive. Forgive, forgive, forgive. A rule that I have for me is forgive everyone, everything, all the time. I don't need to carry the baggage. I don't need to. I choose not to. And I can tell you, my life is so much better because of it. And I know the difference because it didn't used to be that way. All right. Another thing that gets in the way, used to get in my way a lot, and I'll share with you, is a tool. This is the method piece. And that is this: fear. Fear, fear, fear. Fear of succeeding. Fear of failing. Fear of looking bad. Fear of somebody, what somebody's going to say. Fear of, you know, not being as good as I thought. Fear of being exposed. Fear of being seen. Fear of speaking. Fear of this, that, and the other. Here's the truth. When was the last time you watched a two-year-old or a one-year-old beginning to walk? Fear, they get up and fall down a whole bunch of times. You know that. You've seen it. Everybody stands around, oh, come on, come on, come on. We do that, right? Fear plays no role in the kid's learning process. None at all. They get up, try again, fall down, get up, try again, sit down backwards, get up, fall down again, let go of the chair, sit down, you know, over and over again. But fear, even though there's all kinds of failure, doesn't play into that process. Where did that go? Where did that fearlessness disappear? What happened is we got failure or not getting exactly the outcome we want. We got that all mixed up with self-worth. We got the idea that if we fail, we're worthless. We suck. We're bad. Well, that's nonsense. It's gobbledygook. It's not true. And on top of that, it's harmful. So I have another book. Hey, I wrote a book about everything. I got 20 books. And if you go to that website, KellenFlukigerMedia.com. Say it with me. Yay, KellenFlukigerMedia.com. It'll show you the books that I wrote. And you know what? Every single one of those books is a tool. It's part of the methods I've devised for myself. I wrote all those books, not to sell books. I do, and it's nice, and I get to help people. But I wrote them because I needed them. So I wrote a book about forgiveness. I wrote a book about depression because I struggled with it for decades, including addiction and so forth. I wrote a book about fear. I wrote a book about how to tell your life story in a powerful way to serve others. I wrote a book called The Results Equation about how to get any goal accomplished that you want. And that's what's so exciting. That's a powerful tool, The Results Equation. 5 simple steps to achieve any goal in your quest for purpose, prosperity, and joy. Okay, so there's more to say and more to talk about tools, but we're going to leave that right now. And right now we're going to move to the third M, which is mastery. Mastery. Now, mastering anything is practicing and good coaching. That's it. If you've got good coaching and you're practicing effectively with a good coach and a good system, you can accomplish anything. You know that. Journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. You know, practice makes perfect. And then people refine that to say perfect practice makes perfect. You know, pretty good practice makes perfect too. You can't be sloppy or ignore stuff, but you got to push and stretch. And then that practice not only gets you mastery of a skill, I'm thinking of the piano or something else, but it gets mastery of your emotions. It gets mastery of self-love. You get to be a master of forgiveness. How many times have you had a thing happen where you say something you wish you hadn't? Like something happens and you spout off and you rip somebody a new one, or you get in a fight, either verbally or physically or whatever. And then 5 minutes later or a day later, you're like, oh, damn, I wish I hadn't done that. Now think about your life for a minute. If you had mastery of your emotions, mastery of your response, mastery of how you react to anything, and instead of ever reacting, you can intentionally think about how you respond. This happened. This is my chosen response. And I make that decision intentionally after weighing consequences and what I think is best for the situation. Can you imagine having that level of mastery of your emotions? Mastery of your responses. Well, that's not only possible, you can have it. That's one of the things I love helping people understand and then master in their own lives. Now, I think I'm going to sneeze. Holy moly, I came down with a cold. Good thing that's not contagious over the airwaves. Came down with a cold last Saturday, and it's been with me now 3-4 days, and it's grumpy. All right. So here's something else I know. I had another client this morning. Today was a really busy day. And this client has been a client for a long time. And we spent the day, our session, talking about different parts of this mastery. And the one we talked about today was identifying judgment. Where do I judge myself? Why do I judge myself? What would happen if I eliminated that judgment? What would life be like if I never judged myself? Ah, I shouldn't have done that. But instead, I mastered my reactions and turned them into responses. I mastered my emotions, and I was able to show forth self-love and consideration for others in every circumstance. Now, that may be a thing you think is completely whack job and impossible, but it's not. And I'll tell you why it's desirable. It makes you the master of every situation. The person who has mastered themselves, their emotions, their responses, is the master of every communication, the master of every negotiation, and the master of every situation. That's a fact. And isn't it glorious to never have to go, ah, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, wow, I got to go apologize. Never again. If you want that, let's talk. Yeah, I have so many examples of where this process, whether I'm coaching others or being coached, to get to a place where nothing bothers me. I love my life. All kinds of crazy things happen. Crazy good. Everything that happens is crazy good because I said so. Even if it's not what I expected, and you might think I'm just pretending, but I'm not. And it's a joyful place to live. So I'm going to talk about this adventure piece. So there's a little bit about the message, method, and mastery. In this, excuse me, it's cold. In this next 300 days, of a little less than 300 days between now and October 15th, I think the actual third chapter of Adventure of 100 Days ends November 2nd or something. So a few days after October 15th. But that's okay. I just thought of it. So it's going to be three chapters of 100 days. This Adventure of 100 Days is going to chronicle my efforts. Now, I only get to talk to you here once a week. So you won't see anything except I'll give a brief weekly summary. I'm not going to talk about it in this much detail at all. I'll just give you a little detail. And I have a really, really cool guest coming up. So excited about what this person's doing to address the housing crisis, address the fact that we don't have enough affordable housing. I heard a statistic, like 15 million or something. I don't know. Many million housing units, not enough in the U.S. Well, no wonder prices go up. No wonder we have a housing crisis and an affordability crisis. We don't have enough units by so many million. And I'm not saying a number because I don't remember and I don't want to be completely off. But this person's doing something about it, and they're going to be so much fun to have as a guest in a couple of weeks. All right, so I'm going to share progress, and here's where else you can find out about this. On my Facebook page, on my LinkedIn profile, on my business page, Kellen Flukiger, Personal Achievement Coach, on Instagram, on X, all those places I'm going to share some daily updates, and I may not be perfect and get them daily, but I try to get on there daily and talk about not only what I'm doing, but what I've learned. Because one of the most beautiful things about my life as a coach is I get to meet so many of you. I love you. I met that podcast host earlier today, and she was great. She had a story about why she was having a podcast and why she wanted to help this group of people and what it was about. And the minute I hear people's stories, this difficulty and that difficulty, and they made a choice to overcome, to master, to move past, I love them. I love them. I just love people that are making that kind of effort. So I'll be talking about not only what I've done and what's happening, but what I'm learning along the way. And I'll share that with you. And the reason is I'm hoping that it will be valuable to you too. I'm hoping that this is something that you can get excited about with me. All right. Now, here is the invitation part. Here's how you can be part of this mission. Would you like to help me get to 300 million people? Would you like to help change the world, make more love present, make more kindness, eliminate barriers and anger and frustration? I have one of the songs, you can look it up on Spotify. In fact, I invite you to. It's called Freedom Beyond the Pain. Now all you have to do to find all my stuff is look up my name. I have 90-something songs up. Freedom Beyond the Pain. And the first words in the first verse is, what if love is always the answer? What if happiness is never out of reach? Can you imagine a world where harmony and kindness is all that we seek? What would it take to find the courage to leave cruelty and pain all behind? I know it may seem out of reach right now, but I can already see it in my mind. And I know you can too. So don't despair. I'm inviting you to participate. And here's how I want you to participate. Number one, I want you to share this show. I want you to share this show to share the mission with someone else. You and me, we're going to add good to the world. We're going to change the world a little bit or maybe a little bit more in the next 100 days. You don't think so? You're free to not do it. But those that come with me, we're going to do that. We're going to make a difference. And then in the 100 after that and the 100 after that. Okay, so here is what I want you to do. I want you to not only share this show, that's number one. Two, I want you to follow some of my updates on social, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, X, Instagram, whatever. Follow those and then share those. Share the messages. And this isn't about my business or making money. It's not about any of that. It's about sharing positivity, possibility, growth, love, kindness. Isn't it time we have more of that? Isn't it time we just swim in that instead of the sewer of self-loathing and hatred for others? So I invite you to share it. Please do. I invite you to follow some of the stuff on social and share that. I invite you to go to KellenFlukigerMedia.com and pick one book that speaks to your heart. Maybe it's a book about forgiveness. Maybe it's a book about writing books called The Story Arc. Maybe it's a book, The Results Equation, about how to get stuff done. Maybe it's the book about depression. Maybe it's the book about walking without fear. Maybe it's the book about my dying, meeting God at the door. I died in 2018. But find one book that speaks to your heart and then read it. Get it and read it and then do something with what you learn. Change something in your life. Pass it on. Pass it on. Make a difference. If we just do that a little at a time in 100 days, it makes a big difference. The ripple effect of a choice just to do a little thing. Be kinder just because you can. Get in the mirror tomorrow morning and tell yourself how much you love you because you can. Now, I invite you also to get a hold of me. Reach out to me on one of the socials. Go to KellenFlukigerMedia.com and fill out the contact form. I'd love to meet you. I'd love to meet you and have a conversation. Now, the next invitation about how you can make a difference, a huge difference, is this. Declare your own journey of 100 days. April 16th is when this 100 days is over. What are you going to have in your life that you don't have now? Is it a certain amount of money? Is it a repaired relationship? Is it a certain mastery over something that's bothering you right now? Go on an adventure of growth. Go on an intentional process to grow your purpose, your prosperity, and your joy. And again, if you don't know how to do this, if you don't know where to start, if you don't know how to pick it, excuse me, reach out to me. There's no need to stay stuck. The resources are available on the website, Kellen Flukiger Media. You can reach out and get a hold of me. It is my mission to help 300 million people, and I'm going to get there. And I'm inviting you to be one of them. I'm inviting you to be one of them because you go on your own adventure of 100 days, creating what you want so that by April 16th, you've made a real change in your life. And these daily things on social and other places are going to be your inspiration and your encouragement because I know something about you. You can have anything you want. I don't care if you believe that or not. You can have it. Now, you can ignore me and say bullshit and then you won't have it. Or you can get to work and create your own process, your own goals. You can borrow my processes. I know they work because I've used them and lots of clients have used these processes to create purpose, prosperity, and joy. Imagine loving your life every minute. All right, so that is your invitation. Think of your lives as an adventure. Now, here is your last call to action, right? What I want you to do. Post your own 100 days. Create something you're gonna do for 100 days just because you can. Now, I get a client that loves that 75 hard thing. You know what that is? Exercise twice a day and a certain amount of water. And it's a physical thing, but it's also a mental thing. And he did some of that before the end of the year and then fell off the wagon with the holidays. He's going to start again here pretty quick. That is a way, it is, you know, a process like this. I call this one Adventure of 100 Days. Pick something you want to do. Maybe it is smile 5 extra times every day for 100 days. Maybe it is go out of your way to love someone. Maybe it's send kind texts of love and encouragement. Maybe it is picking a habit that you have that you're tired of. You're tired of being a slave to the habit. Maybe you're settling for mediocrity in your life. Maybe you're settling for a relationship you shouldn't. Maybe you're settling for someone mistreating you. And it's time to break free. You're a divine being. You have a right to enjoy the feelings that come from living a life with purpose, prosperity, and joy. But it isn't going to come without effort. It isn't going to come automatically, and nobody's coming to rescue us. So some might think that's bad news, but I think it's all good news. Because here's what I know. Nobody can keep me from creating my ultimate life. Nobody can. There's nothing anybody can do to prevent me from loving my life and living just like I want to. And nobody's going to do it for me. Nobody's going to get on the floor and do my personal development push-ups. Nobody's going to practice changing how they react to situations. Nobody's going to help me overcome failure with positive expectations and positive lenses. No one's going to do that for me. Now, you're free to stay right where you are. You know that. But you also know what that brings to you. So if this call to action has made you think, you know what? It is absolutely damn well time to change my life. A little, a lot, a staggering amount. There's no better day to start than right this minute. I promise you that. There isn't going to be a better day. There isn't going to be a perfect time. You have a world-class pro, me, who's able and willing to serve you. I've written 20 books to outline different things to help you. I have 16 courses. I have all kinds of programs for you, for all those ending addiction to mediocrity. So here's what I say. I say this. I am a person who works with people ending addiction to mediocrity, especially those who have massive hardballs from life thrown in the mix, who will not be defined or limited by those things. These few, you and me, they're done settling and ready to create big things, however you define them. These choose to change the world as they serve with their divine gifts, as you serve and I serve with our divine gifts. These are driven, these people, you, me, to be furious, to have furious life ownership, to be outstanding. They're driven to excel at being business owners, entrepreneurs, parents, leaders, authors, artists, visionaries, whatever that is. You are that if you want it. So your invitation here is to consider what you want to create in the next 100 days. This isn't forever. You can turn it into forever if you want. But your opportunity right now is to create this period of 100 days of awesome creation. Purpose, prosperity, and joy. The last thing I'll say is if you feel like I don't have any idea what my frickin' life purpose is, people say that to me all the time. And so guess what? I have a process to take you through. Get a hold of me. We'll find your life purpose. It's not that hard. Not that hard. And you know what happens when you have it? You get fired up. You get excited. You get stoked, like, yeah, because it feels like something you know how to do. It feels like something that means something to you. And most important, it feels like using your life purpose, you're going to make a difference. You're going to do stuff that matters. And on top of that, you'll be well paid. Purpose, prosperity, and joy are the three words I use to describe that ultimate life. Because I've lived life without it, and I've lived life with it. And here's what I know about you. You want it. You want a life that you love every day. You want a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. Of course you do. Nobody gets up and says, I want a life that sucks. So here's my assurance and my offer for help. There's nothing that need get in your way unless you let it. There's nothing that will stay in your way unless you let it. I can help. And you are entitled to a life that you love, if you're willing to walk the road that goes there, if you're willing to create it. Thanks for watching today, and I appreciate being able to share with you my adventure of 100 days and to share with you how I am moving forward to reach 300 million people to help create that beautiful, ultimate life.
You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.